Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hey, good Wednesday. This is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries, and it's good to see you here in the middle of this week, and especially here in the fall time in East Tennessee, where the leaves are slowly changing, but the weather sure has been really good as far as being cool. And if you're like me, fall is one of my favorite times of the year. Today I want to speak to you in this daily nugget on grace in the grieving, and that's kind of what we've been talking about this week. The Bible tells us, it says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." You know, friend, grief often feels like a relentless wave crashing upon us, and sometimes gently, yet at other times with overwhelming force. You know, it's not something that just disappears overnight. Instead, it lingers, and it evolves over time. However, I want to remind you today, my friend, that our Savior speaks a profound blessing over those who mourn. He does not say they might be comforted. He assures us that they shall be comforted. And I think this promise serves as a beacon of hope during our darkest days. You know, in our moments of our loss, it's natural to question God's goodness and His presence in our pain. And so the cross stands as a powerful testament that enters our sorrow alongside us. You know, Jesus, who was intimately acquainted with grief, he wept at the tomb of Lazarus, even though he knew the resurrection was just moments away. You know, his tears, I think, serve as a reminder that divine compassion is not distant or detached, but rather it's deeply personal and relatable. And so, as we think about Jesus, think about the comfort Jesus offers. It's not merely an easing of our emotional turmoil, but rather it's an assurance of our eternal hope that transcends our earthly trials. You know, death does not hold the final word. The authority belongs to the risen one. You know, it's Him who transforms our mourning into meaning and our pain into purpose. Friend, today I want to say, if your heart aches, take solace in the truth that God collects every tear and that He writes your story with compassion and with care. I'm going to pray for you, my friend. Father of mercies, thank you for walking with me through the valley of grief. Lord, when words fail, your presence speaks peace. Lord, remind me that comfort is not the absence of pain, but the assurance of your nearness. Lord, heal my sorrow and lift my eyes to the hope of eternal reunion. It's in Jesus' holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Friend, I want to thank you again for joining today. Be sure to check out our website at hisvision.org. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. And Lord willing, we'll see you again on Thursday. God.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.